9:10 here on a Wednesday, and that means it's time for our weekly chat with Candy Westbrook of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, doing good.
Recovering from fully done with the Chamber banquet. That was great.
That was a big night, and then we're all done. So I'm glad though it did turn out to be a great night. A lot of people.
I still have half a slice of chocolate cake that I'm savoring as we go through. So there were the dessert dash was super fun. And
it
was
some so much fun.
High quality, top, really good desserts.
Oh, I know. I snagged a couple home at the end of the night. And so I was really glad. And that's a lot of bakers. We had to have 40 some desserts there. So
no, it was impressive. I mean, I was like, there was some real fancy high end stuff.
Yeah,
so that was really neat. You know,
it was nice.
Great silent auction items. Of course, the winners. Got to go to Branson now. They got that trip.
Condo trip. I know.
It was a really good time. So
thanks.
Kudos to you and all your staff. I know that event doesn't just magically put itself on.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say today. It's just. Yeah, thank you to the volunteers and the sponsors and all the businesses, because it does take several weeks, several months of planning, but it was great. I wanted to give a shout out to all the winners, because we did have some good businesses and a lot of good categories. So the Rising Star Business of the Year was Coffeeville Coffee Company. Small Business of the Year was Kim Jones Photography. Business of the Year was Community State Bank. Volunteer of the Year was the Salvation Army Community Volunteers. And then the Citizen of the Year was Keisha Johnson. So congrats to all of them. They all were so well-deserved. Really awesome people that do good things in our community. And in fact, Kim Jones was our official photographer for the dinner. And I just posted all the pictures on our Facebook page. So if you made it out there and you want to see your picture, jump on the Facebook page and you can download them. Big thank you to Kim. She did a phenomenal job, and we were excited that she also won. So, and then I also wanted to say thanks to the ambassadors, because they are kind of like the behind-the-scenes workers making all our events happen. In addition to working the annual dinner, they are the ones that do all the ribbon cuttings and the spotlights. They organize events like the trivia night that we did a few weeks back. So if you know someone who is bored, needs something to do, they're always looking for great people to join that group. So if you're interested, let me know and I can give you the scoop on that. But they're awesome. I'm so grateful. So and one last shout out, our sponsors, Commercial Bank, ABC Childcare, and CVR. So onwards to the next big event now.
Exactly.
We actually have a slight lull in chamber events. We got to get some actual work done and planning and stuff.
Sure.
So we'll be gearing back up later this spring, some stuff though. But phew.
That's great. That's a good deal.
If you know anybody looking for a job, I just posted some more jobs on our online job board. So you can go out to the chamber website, which is coffeevillechamber.com. And there's several on there that we just listed, and I'm going to be adding some more this week. So anytime you're looking for a job, jump on there. Congrats to Nicole Marchand. She qualified for the 2022 Topper Club. It's a farmer's insurance, kind of a kudos for great workers in that area. So kudos to her. The Doctor's Order Day Spa welcomes a new person, Evelyn. She is the new massage therapist and is ready to, I probably need a little bit of that, help me relax from all the stress and getting beat up on. Well, I really didn't have to haul too many heavy things, but there was a few big auction items.
Sure. That it all adds up.
Yeah, it does. Born to Blossom is starting up a parent and caregiver support group, and that'll be on the first Tuesday of the month for those with intellectual disabilities. So if you want to know more, I have more details on that. You can contact us or call Born to Blossom. And I know you're interested in this one. So Penny's Diner did their official, hey, we are open. Come on in. They're in full swing now, 24 hours a day. So if you haven't had a chance, stop in the next few weeks. We sent out an email on it, but the address wasn't on there. I don't have the actual physical address, but
it's
the one right beside Travel Lodge.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Can't miss that.
So. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah. So that is going good. Some events that we have coming up. So next week is our Business Over Breakfast, the Chamber monthly breakfast, and then that same day is the library's Taste of Soup.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. I have that on my calendar to go, especially this kind of weather. You know, it's perfect. But today is the last day if you want to do the delivery bulk order. So if you're wanting to get a massive amount of soup just to bring home for dinner that night or anything for your office, call the library today and get those orders.
Yeah, they'll have it delivered by 11 o'clock so you can kind of plan your office lunch if
it's
you want.
Awesome.
So $5 each, I know, a minimum order of $30. Mm-hmm, so yeah, just get those orders together and call them into the library or stop by.
Yep, I need to do that. I usually try to do that so I don't have to cook that night.
Oh yeah, and I think the ones they have for delivery, cheeseburger, chicken noodle, and cheesy potato.
Mm-hmm.
So you got those. Mm, those are all three good choices.
Yep. And maybe I'll just have a little bit of all of them. So,
yeah.
February 10th is Ladies Night Out at the Pink Flamingo. They've got details on their Facebook page. On the 14th, this is an annual thing, CCC Singing Valentines.
Oh.
So you can pay to have the choir come out and do a singing Valentine. They're going to have some more details coming out, but I know that they're dropping off sign-up forms to the chamber, so you can stop by there if you want to sign up, or they have it on the website. NATO Fest is coming up February 25th, and that's going to be kind of a family night, get-together for all of the NATO family, so mark your calendars on the 25th. That is also the next trivia night for the Chamber Ambassadors, so that'll be at the Yoke, I think. And we'll have some more details on that soon. Also at the Yoke, coming up March 1st, are having a paint night. That's where the, usually ladies, it could be any guys too, but they will actually teach you, give you a kind of a template on how to paint a really gorgeous, beautiful one. So I always love going to those. They're fun. And then March 4th is the annual pancake feed by the Kiwanis. I don't know how they do it. They go through hundreds of pancakes. That's always fun. They do it every year. It's a good fundraiser. But they're dropping off tickets to the chamber this week, and so you can buy them at the chamber. You can buy them at the door as well. At the door, I think they're $5. If you buy them in advance, they're $4.
You got it. So you're right on the money. Yeah. I got the flyer.
You got the flyer, yeah. So, and finally, just a little reminder, if you do have an event like all these, your organization or group or somebody's having something, make sure you submit it online so that way we can announce it. But it goes out in our monthly calendar that we email out. It goes onto our website, our community calendar, and out to the community. So sometimes I'll come across an event at the last second. I'm like, oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
Tell me.
Happy to help you promote it.
Yeah. So let us know. But that's all we have going on, at least this week. Now, again, next week's Business Over Breakfast. I'll always have lots of announcements that
It's always great. It's good timing. You get all the juicy news and everything. So
good stuff.
Okay. Well, Candy, always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah.
And I look forward to next week.
All right. Thanks.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook, Director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce here on the Mighty 690. We'll return to Open Line right after this.